as much as I'd like, but I always wanted to be one of the 12 disciples, so if it's one of the quiet ones, that's the one I'd like to be too. So when I started this Bible study, well, prior to starting this Bible study, God was speaking to me, and as he has several years before that, but I knew towards the end of last year, about a year ago, that Dave was going to bring up the part about a yearly Bible study. So I thought, I really should do this, but I don't have time. And I knew God was speaking to me because he was saying, you got to make time. And not only do you have to make time, you will make time. So I said, okay, God, but I've done partial year Bible studies before and that type of thing, and read the Daily Bread that when I was young, my mom read that to all her kids and that type of thing. So it was very, it was a good book, and we learned a lot. But as I thought about it, I thought, well, you know, I really probably don't know as much about the Bible as I think I do. Or maybe I was pretending I did. So God spoke to me about doing exactly that. I needed to do that. And I knew at the time I was lacking in a daily study of God's Word. So through the Bible study, God opened my eyes and my heart. And I knew that was necessary to grow in the Lord's work and in his word. So I needed to read and listen, and then he would help me with that. And I'm the kind of guy that I rely a lot on my own abilities. So God was telling me, you know, you need to depend on me more and less on yourself. So I said, okay, God, I'm going to do that. And so when I started the Bible studies in January, 1st of January, I said, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. And I knew that he would do that. And so he did. So when I started this, I thought, well, okay, you know, I'm going to try to do most of it. And he said, you're going to do all of it. So I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to give it my best shot. Well, I'm a pretty persevering guy, so I knew if I did that, I would do that. So what amazed me as I started through the Bible study was how the person, the man that put the study together, what he did is he tied the Old Testament and the New Testament in. And so, you know, when I was growing up, I always loved the New Testament, and it was real positive and so on and so forth. And there's things in the Old Testament that I really enjoyed too, but there's a lot of things I thought, wow, gosh, God was awful harsh on these guys and so on and so forth. So I said, okay, this is, you know, and this is the first time in now. At the time, I started at 60 years old, which seems pretty old now. But anyway, God said, you're going to learn a lot while you do this study. So I said, okay. So as I started through this study and was reading, you know, in the beginning and God's creation, and I remember writing in my journal, wow, you know, what a magnificent creation that God created. So I was going through the books of the Old Testament, the first four or five books of the Old Testament, and then reading God's word and understanding more about the Bible and the specific messages that God had in the Old Testament for me to learn, or learn more about, I should say. The thing that intrigued me was God's patience. And I in my journal, I was making notes every day. They were very similar. But God, you just had so much patience for the children of Israel. And as I progressed, I would say, man, God, I just can't believe. Why would you be so patient? And then all of a sudden, something hit me. I said, well, what about you? Isn't he been very patient with you over the years and the mistakes you've made in your life and that type of thing? And I said, oh, yeah, maybe this is maybe something he's trying to teach me. So, and it was. There's no question, because I knew in my heart that that I was learning, and which was exciting to me to learn and grow that way. I should say one of the things that I learned by doing the journal. I wasn't going to do the journal. I was going to make a few notes as I started, and then I realized that what God was telling me is that you're going to learn a lot more by writing this stuff down. And it did, you know, but to me, I said, at first I said, you know, God, just a minute, you know, I've got a business to run and I'm doing this in the morning because I need this in the morning, but, you know, that's going to take more time. He said, take more time. I'll make everything work else in your business and your life work out. That's exactly what he did. It worked out. Not only did it work out, believe it or not, my year went a lot better. And it did specifically because I obeyed him. And so as I got into it, and fortunately for me, I have a very supportive wife. And I would tell Kathy, you know, two weeks into this, I'd say, hey, hon, I've done the first 14 days. And she'd say, oh, wow. And I could see the look on her face. Wow, you made it 14 days. But that 14 days turned into a month and 14 days. And then it turned into more than that. And as I did it, I became very into what I was learning and doing. So on it went. And I mentioned that God tied in the Old Testament, or the New Testament and the Old Testament are very intertwined, and the process of the Old Testament and what I learned by reading it was that there was a lot of future history being told there. So such as the coming of Jesus. And but it was very, very interesting to me. And so, but one thing that I was very impressed with, as I learned more about the Old Testament, I also learned more about the New Testament. And the Apostle Paul, who was Saul, was not a nice guy when he began, when he came into the picture of the Bible. And I thought to myself, well, isn't it strange God would use this type of person that persecuted people, that he would use this type of person to do his work? And then this thing dawned on me was, wow, you know, he could use a guy like that. I know he can use a guy like me. So that became very exciting to me too. And What he was telling me as I read the passages in this book too was that you know, you need to begin to lean on me more. You need to do my will and not your will. You're a pretty strong-minded guy, but you need to do that. And as I did that, what he blessed me with is how I talk to other people. You know, I'm a general contractor, and basically my job entails putting a lot of fires out and dealing with some pretty silly mistakes and sometimes stupid mistakes that people do. So I'm a very particular guy, so sometimes maybe I didn't handle that as well as I should. A lot of times I didn't handle it as well as I should. But what God was speaking to me, and my approach had to change, and for my betterment. Again, everything I learned in this year's study, God improved my life, and so that was great. I mean, it has been a blessing, and hopefully that's reflected some in my relationship with my wife, and I know it has, as a matter of fact. And so wow, I mean, this is a win-win situation. I mean, this is great. So I need to lean on God more. I knew that. I needed to be slow to speak when I had issues on my job sites or just at home or wherever it might be. So and quick to listen. Now, that was something I had a problem with, because I was in control, and I like being in control. But God spoke to me that way, and He does that every day of my life since. And now I know He's trained me, but only because I took the time to study God's Word, and it's been 100% blessing. That's what it amounts to. So just some examples for me. How God has talked to me, directed me, and blessed me. My business post office box is in Corvallis. And as I go up to the post office door and get my mail, there's these homeless guys that are always asking for something. Maybe they don't, you know, verbally ask it, but they have their signs up and that type of thing. And from time to time, I'd give them a token, so to speak, and I thought, well, you know, maybe I should just stop and say hi to these guys. Maybe, I didn't say that. God said that. And I said, how about if I just wave at them or something like that? God says, no, that's too easy. You got to say, hi, how are you doing? I said, if I say, hi, how am I doing, or how are they doing, they're going to say, hey, you got any spare change? So, you know, and I didn't know if I wanted to do that. But again, I had to be obedient, so I just say, hi, how are you doing? I knew what they were going to say. So I would go in the post office, and then God was nudging me and say, you know, help him out a little bit if he can. And he knew I could, so I said, okay, I'm going to do this. Yeah, I'm going to listen to you, God. And so I did. And when I left, and then I found that maybe they became a little bit dependent upon me as a source of helping them with their daily needs. And I thought, oh, see, God, I knew this was going to happen. You know, this is now something that maybe I need to do this on a regular basis. So, in reality, that's what has turned out that way. But the blessing, I've got the true blessing. And you can never give enough of yourself for God. We're all servants of God. He tells us we are all need to be servants of God, and so if we obey Him and we love Him and we say we love Him, that's what we have to do. So I'll just tell you quickly that one of the things I realized as I was had these new obligations, so to speak, maybe I could pick and choose when I wanted to do it. So I'll just tell you this one example or one situation I had. I had a meeting in town, and I had to quickly get my mail, and I was going to, I was going to get out of my truck, and I saw one of the gentlemen that I give money to. He was coming around the corner. I told myself, I said, okay, Brian, get in the post office quick. Don't look over there. And then get back in your rig. So I did. And God said, you got to look at him. He's looking at you. And I said, Okay, I'm going to look, but I think he might be just looking our direction. Guy says, look at him. So I looked at him, and he's like, so I said, God, I'm in a hurry. I got to go. And I'm driving down, turned down 2nd Street and head to the other end of town. And I still had about 10 minutes to my meeting. And I got it close to the park. I was getting ready to pull in the parking lot. I did pull in the parking lot, come to think of it. And God says, you didn't listen to me, Brian. And I said, I know, I know. Okay. Okay, I'm going to make this quick. This is what I'm going to do. I'll tell you what, God, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going back. But here's the deal. When I go down 2nd Street, he's got to be somewhere around that corner, because when I turn the corner, I've got to get back to my meeting. So I'm going down 2nd Street, and God was telling me, pull your money out, be ready. And it was, I kid you not, that's exactly what it was like. And I going down 2nd Street, and I'm getting half a block away, and I can see the guy, and he's walking across the street towards me. And as I turn the intersection, you know, I was turning this way, he's walking and looking, just like he's waiting for me. And I opened the window and gave him some money. And I said, God bless you. And he said, God bless you. And I said, boy, he just did. And so what that made my day. I mean, but again, by listening to God, that just made my day. And I've had a lot of days like that this year. And I look forward to a lot more, because I realize that for me to grow as a Christian, for me to have a closer relationship with my Lord and Savior, I got to communicate with Him. I put a lot of energy into my work. I put quite a bit of energy into my marriage. I need to do more. But I didn't do a very good job at my devotions. So I changed that. And as I, getting back to my story, as I progressed, I went from a month and 14 days to 3 months. And then I did 6 months. And then, you know, all the time, of course, Kathy's my little cheerleader. You know, I'd say, gosh, I think I've done 5 months now, or I've done 6 months now. And I knew probably by the time it was a little over 6 months, I was going to do the whole year. There's no question I was going to do the whole year. But the journal that I took, what it did for me was it helped me listen to what God was telling me, and which was great. I wrote pretty fast, and I kind of scribble in the first place, so I thought I was writing in shorthand or something. I mean, when I was going back through my notes, but I also hope that if I didn't do a different type of Bible study in the future, that I could always have that journal to reference back to and study. Now I'm going to tell you, I am going to do the Bible study every year, one type daily or another, because God's told me to do that. So that's what I'm going to do. I learned that in the Bible that, you know, here on earth, we're but a vapor. I mean, sometimes we think we're immortal, but when you really think about it, is that this earth has been around for a long time. So as a young man, I was saved. And as they've said, I know there was God. I knew that from when I was a little boy, and I'll know it through my life here on earth. My mother implanted that in me, and it was through her being a great servant for God that she instilled that in all of her children. And my dad, too. I mean, she helped my dad a lot. But um, so So if we don't have much time here on earth, which we if we're honest with ourselves, we know that's the fact. We appreciate every day we get here with our families and friends. But wow, think about eternity. Think about being with Jesus Christ forever in heaven. I mean, that's an exciting thought. That's something that a lot of people who don't know God, that's not in the equation. They're in the here and now. I'd give you another quick little story. I've got a very close friend that I've known since I was a young guy. You know, and we're both getting older together. He said, "Brian, aren't you afraid of dying?" And I said, "Absolutely not." I said, "I know I'm going to a much better place." And he said, "Yeah," and he believes in God, but I know his focus is here on earth. And so I said, "Okay, you know, that's work in progress too. I need to, even though we're different, I need to take the time and communicate with him the importance of the afterlife, the most important part of our lives and what we should do." So that's another job I have to take care of for God. As I reference back to my Bible study, brought me back my the church in my childhood and old songs, such as "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," "Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning." Wow, those are, and that's everything I know. I almost everything I know from my past. My mother, Helen Barrett, took the time to share with her children. I mean, she did it, and. When I was growing up, and I thought, "Oh man, I'm so tired of church, going every Sunday, having to go to." We went in the morning, we went at night, we went Wednesday night Bible studies, and so on and so forth. But what I didn't realize at the time, I was being a little bit rebellious. But what I didn't realize at the time is that I was never going to forget what I learned. And then for all of us, I know for my parents, as I was growing up, I was thinking, "Well, you know, I probably gave them a lot of hard time." My boy gave me a little bit of a hard time, but actually not, well, kind of hard. But being honest again, but I know that Jason has a kind heart. He loves God. He's a Christian. My daughter's a Christian. And they don't go to church on a regular basis, although my son did. But I work with my son in particular, and he has a very kind heart. And so I feel it's very rewarding, Dave knows with his children and Karen, that it is rewarding for all of us parents to see our kids grow up and the aches and pains they go through. It's tough for us to deal with at times, but we do it. So anyway, those getting back to what I was saying, those songs really had an impression on me as I grew up. Excuse me, I got more notes than I probably need, but I also found out that with God, all things are possible. And so when I prayed to God, I prayed at times that believing what my prayer, that my prayer would be answered. Other times I prayed, you know, this is probably too much. God's not going to be able to do this. And then something inside of me said, "Are you kidding me? God created everything." And it made me think of Job and how much Job loved God. And then Satan talked to God and said, "Hey, I want to work on this guy for my advantage." And God says, "Okay, you can do this, but you can't take his life." Well, we all know from our Bible what happened to Job. But you know what Job went through was something that I don't think any of us have gone through anything even remotely close to that. But there was a time in the book of Job that Job, he was going to question God about a couple things. And bottom line is God put him in his place. He said, "Are you kidding me? What have you done in a day's time compared to what I've done?" And Job, because he loved God, he said, "I am vile." And meaning that, you know, man, I was so out of line. So, you know, it's just, the thing is, God is there for us. He loves us. He clearly loved Job because of what happened at the latter stages of Job, how he blessed Job after all the horrible situations that he went through. But I know he was blessing him from one point to the end, even in the middle when he was going through a tough time. God says he's not going to give us any more than we can bear. Sometimes we don't think we can bear it. Playing words there, but we do. We can and we do. And through and the Bible says we're going to go through adversities. All of us are going to go through times that we sometimes we think, why God? Why is it that difficult? Well, because he's trying to get our attention. More than likely, he is trying to get, for me, speaking for me now, he many times, you know, he was saying, "Okay, you got to communicate with me. You got to talk to me." So, you know, fortunately, I have listened to him more this year than I have in the past, which has been great. But he also told me, we've got to love people. We've got to care for everybody. And without love, we have nothing. And he tells us, you know, if we think, there's times I thought, well, you know, I'm a pretty good guy. I do this and I care about different people and I really care about my job sites and that type of thing. Well, you know, that's just not enough. You got to keep persevering to do what his will is. And he has a purpose, you know, a purpose for our lives. No question about it. And so, you know, it's taken me a lot of years maybe to get to this stage of more obedience. And I will all my life, I'm sure, be a work in progress. But I, because of this year, I look forward to the years ahead, whatever time I have here on earth, but more importantly, to communicate daily with God. And through this year study and doing my Bible in a study in the morning is good for me, and it's also probably good for all the people that are around me, because how I act and react makes a big difference. But really, it is, you know, that's all God asks us, to communicate with us. Yes, we've got to accept Christ as our personal Savior. That's huge. In my journals, I wrote almost daily, "God, thank you for dying for my sins." You know, I just found myself, that's one thing I realized, and you know, when you're doing things daily, you don't always know exactly what you remember, what you wrote. But that's why I wrote it down. But I was going back, "God, thank you for saving me. God, thank you for saving me. Thank you for being my Heavenly Father." You know, and it was just so neat and I got such a pleasure to be in this closer communication with God that I didn't, you know, I didn't really question that it was possible. I just didn't know if I'd take the time to do it. So yes, it's possible. Yes, I've done that. And I need to keep doing it. One thing we also have to realize is that the devil is always knocking at the door. This place here on earth is his kingdom. And it will be, unfortunately, until Jesus comes. But Jesus sent, when he ascended to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit to guide us as Christians. And he's there ready, willing, and able every minute, every hour, every day of our life. And when we're down and we're out, talk to him. You know, and that's the, you know, somewhere in the Bible it says the power of prayer avails much. It certainly does avail much. It's one of those things that it avails much. And again, that communication, constant communication, daily communication helps all of us. I know how much it's helped me. I know it can, anybody who hasn't done this, I know it can help them do it also. I wanted to say a very important thing I learned through this Bible study is that with my Christian brothers and sisters at church, you know, sometimes I'd hear somebody say something maybe I didn't like, or maybe I didn't interpret things the same way. So I thought, well, I don't agree with that. And then I get a little puffy to myself saying that, you know, I know my way is right. Well, what I learned in the Bible is that we are to edify each other. Satan is trying to tear us down, dismember us, but God is keeping us collectively all as brothers in Christ, sisters in Christ, together. So that was a big thing. That was a big thing for me to read and to learn and to practice. And now, because I am communicating more with God and the Holy Spirit's talking to me more, he's Johnny on the spot to correct me when I'm out of line, so to speak. When I'm going to give an example, I'm going to use Joe as an important thing, and I mean this in a very loving, sincere way, Joe, is that when I first met Joe, he was talking about how much he just wanted to be in heaven and be a part, you know, be there. He's ready to go. He'd beam me up, God. I'm ready to go. I think you might even use those same words, Joe. If you didn't, that's the impression I got. But I thought, well, you know, but what about, you know, he's here with Leela and, you know, he should be thinking more about this. And in my mind, I was saying, well, you know, he should be doing this, should be doing that. What I didn't realize, and again, this year's Bible study helped me with this, Joe, was that Joe knows, no matter if it's as he's walking out of here, when God takes him, Joe is ready to go. Right, Joe? And so I started listening in the middle of the year. I started listening to K-Love and K-Happy instead of some of my other country western music stations, or well, maybe more so talk shows. And boy, what a blessing I got there. Because when I was going through a day of maybe a difficult day, or maybe I was thinking about what I was going to tell someone, the message came loud and clear through a song or through a word somebody gave. And man, did that help me. I mean, that was great. And so, Joe, this I'm not going to sing, fortunately. But one of the first songs that I heard and on K-Love was remind me exactly of Joe, and it goes, "All I know is I'm not home yet. This is not where I belong. Take this world and give me Jesus. And I have a blessed assurance and hope in thee." And that's Joe. But also, that's me. You know, and I'm happy to be alongside you, Joe. Here's to you. Because it opened my eyes that again, everything we have here, I'm thankful for every day with my wife and my family and all of you guys, but I know I'm going to a better place. And I also want to say that although this is Satan's kingdom here on earth and he tempts us daily, we have the power of Jesus to help us through that. And we need to use it more. And we need to realize that we have the greatest power. And you know, circumstance situations that happen in everybody's life and everybody's family, sometimes those things are hard to understand. But that's not the focus. The focus is on Christ and where we're going. That's where our focus needs to be. And the other thing, too, Jesus is a great shepherd. You know, he cares about every one of us. If there's someone out there, maybe let's say we got 99 people in this room, and there's one person out there that he wants in his flock, he's out there searching for that person. We're servants. We got to help them. That's what we got to do. And it's not rocket science. That's what we have to do. So I found also through this Bible study is now, in a very loving way, God will come into conversations where he never did before. Well, it's not my doing, believe me. You know, I love God. But I would think sometimes maybe I didn't want to offend someone. That's not offending them. That's just helping them. If God is in control of our life, then he's there directing our path. And there's days we just flat screw up. That's just what we do. But we can do better than those days. And fortunately, again, that God is helping me every day as I go through it. One of the things I wanted to, I'm going to put my glasses on for this, but I wanted to just say, oh my gosh, I talked longer than I thought. This is from this little book that my mother read, Daily Bread. And I'm going to read that this year. Not to say I wouldn't do something else, but I'm going to read it this year. But this little, and this happened to be yesterday's message last evening about 11 o'clock. I was in the house and I was making my notes, preparing this. And I just happened to turn, I had the Daily Bread sitting on this. So I looked at December 28th, Saturday. It's called The Presentation. My wife, Marty, is a great cook. After a long day, I often look forward to the smell of spicy aroma that promises a tasty feast. Not only does she know how to prepare a meal, but she is also a master at the presentation. The colors of the food on the plate beautifully arranged in a harmony of meat, white puffy rice, and vegetables welcome me to pull up a chair and enjoy her handiwork. But the food was not so attractive before she laid her hands on it. The meat was raw and squishy. The rice was hard and brittle. The vegetables needed to be scrubbed and trimmed. And the writer says, it reminds me of the gracious work Jesus has done for me. I am well aware of my frailty and propensity to sin. I know that in and of myself, I am not presentable to God. I know that I'm saved. When I was saved, Jesus made me a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17. He takes me just as I am and makes me just as I should be. Holy, blameless, and above reproach. This is in Colossians 1:22. He presents me to our Father as a thing of beauty, worthy to be in his presence. May his transforming work on our behalf stimulate us to live up to the presentation and to be humbly grateful to Christ for his finishing work in our lives. And then he adds, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, all his wonderful passion and purity. Oh, through divine spirit, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in mine. Jesus takes us as we are and makes us what we should be. So anyway, work in progress. I know that, but that's an encouraging thought for me personally. And like I say, this has been very good. And I know others of you have a lot more. Not patient is not the word, but persistent at their daily devotions. And I'm happy for you guys. It was a little bit harder for me, but again, I'm work in progress. So, but I'm well on the track, and I need to maintain and keep that up. But what a great blessing it's been. I'm sure other people probably that have done this study certainly have been encouraged, such as myself. Marcy was going to probably have the opportunity to say something, but I told her I'd fill her 15 minutes. And by God, I did. Thank you very much.